Stephen Good Day program. I happen to be Mr. Stephen. He's Mr. McFadden. She's Ms. Horn. And the reason for them being here is to make me look good. That's their role.
And we do, don't we?
That's their job.
Fine job. Jennifer actually is a star in her own right. She has,
in her own right,
named one of the Young Broadcasters of the Year. Or is there something else that goes with that?
Young Broadcaster to Watch. And
yes, right.
A rising star.
That's it, right. And Richie's star is on the other side of the table on his way.
Getting ready to fall off of the table.
There is
the fallen stars are the prettiest, Rich.
Story. The headlines from today's show includes a story of my friends that run Sarascan in Denver. This is a television treatment of a new angle. You've heard me a lot talk about the NFL and the football problems, and my consciousness and awareness came about as my connection with these folks in Denver at Sarascan grew out of having my own brain checked, my mind checked, whatever. And what then came into my mind after I looked at all these pictures of these football players, the brains and how they were falling apart, was a really strong focus on why people would do this, why they would let their children do this. And so they have been working with the NFL and colleges and stuff to help people understand what's going on in their brain when they have this unique new, I guess it's a software program, Richie, which reads the brain scan and tells you what the history of your brain is and what's going to happen in the future to your brain. And it's pretty interesting also as it relates to soldiers. So there are a lot of treatments that are beginning for injured soldiers who are having their brains checked by the same clinic, the Sarascan folks. You can imagine being in the theater of war and these bombs going off all around you. It's got to have some impact on your brain. And so they're doing a lot of work there. So we have that story for you in the headline section of today's show at DougStephan.com. Headline for this hour, however, twofold. They're actually threefold. We have an interesting story coming up later in this half hour from Richie. We also have Suzanne Summers is going to join us in just a few moments. And then Chef Louis DeAngelis helps us with his recipe of the week. All coming up on this hour of Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified, used, and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich and I are happy to have Suzanne Summers back. Whenever she's around, there's always some exciting thing that's happening in her career, and she always has, because of her energy, and I find that's what's most fetching about Suzanne Summers, her energy, the things that have happened in her life, how kind of she turned her life around. She's been an inspiration, I think, I'm not sure that she thought of herself when she was in American Graffiti as a soon-to-be inspiration.
What? Oh, wow.
I did it for the money.
Did you? Good for you.
That was an easy bit, wasn't it?
$136.72 was my paycheck for American Graffiti, and I needed it.
Really? It was the 72 cents.
Right. I remember that check.
Do you still get checks for that movie?
Yeah, right.
Really, I think she signed her life away, Richie.
Yeah,
so
I did.
Was that the story of George Lucas at that time? Everything was tight, so nobody made much money on any of the early projects?
Yeah, well, he knew to get all unknowns, and they would go, yeah, sure, whatever. Hey, but you know what? It gave everybody in that movie a career, including me.
So, yeah, it did.
You know, well, I would have done it for free.
How long did it take you, or would it have, in your mind, taken you to get to the opportunity in Three's Company? In your
mind?
Well,
that was several years later, but it was an interesting journey. It really, you know, I was thinking the other day, I've been writing books for 39 years, and people still call me an actress, and I think, I've actually been writing books longer than I ever acted. But anyway, it was my book of poetry that got me on Johnny Carson that led to Three's Company, and then the rest.
Interesting.
So I had one credit to my name that I could put on the back flap of my book of poetry, and that was that I was a mysterious blonde on the Thunderbird, which is why they booked me, not the poetry, the credit, and so the rest. So American Graffiti was pivotal in my life. In fact, when I did my one-woman Broadway show, it was named The Blonde and the Thunderbird.
That's such an iconic memory.
Yeah, really. Well, think about it. And the other people who are in that movie as well who have come along, it's kind of a cool thing to think about that association. Let me ask you about the books that you've written for a moment. The books that you read, I'm more interested, I think, and when I look back at these 23 books that you have written, we all know, or I shouldn't say we all know, many people acknowledge that things like there are no original thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come around to putting thoughts together, I wonder what inspires you? Where do you get the ideas? Are you someone who reads other books and philosophies and stuff that bring around it, having these aha moments, maybe, oh, wow, that's a great idea. Maybe I can learn some more by reading this or doing this, and I can write about it.
Actually, I write, you know, because I'm Irish, and we Irish either drink or write. I do both.
Or both sometimes, which leads to trouble.
Oh, man.
So was it the drink first that gave me the idea? I follow my own personal passions, whether it's feelings and emotion, which is what I was writing about, mm-hmm. you know, in the original books, which led to exploring being a child of an alcoholic and then a child of abuse. And then I gained weight, and I wrote about 9 books on how you lose weight, the scientific way. And then I lost my hormones, and these books became phenomenal bestsellers around the globe. And then cancer, and it's always where I'm going. So this year's book, Bombshell, was about redefining aging, that people are looking at this present template of aging of decrepit and frail and all pilled up and, mm-hmm. and can't think and ending up in the nursing home. And I asked the question, look at that. If that's not what you want, then what are you doing differently than those people? Because none of those people in the nursing home ever thought that they were going to end up like this. So what are you doing differently on a planet that is trying to do us in? So,
all right. Let me just bring you back to something that you won't remember. I think the first time you and I ever spoke, and I think we've had 4 or 5 conversations. We talked about niacin. You had said something that so moved me because I have been on this, and I thought I was the only person on the planet who was saying what I heard you say about niacin and how people who are on all of these drugs to get their cholesterol lowered and this kind of stuff and to break up the plaque. And you just, when you said what you did, I think you were on Larry King. I think you were. And then you were on with me shortly after that. And so we talked about it, and that's when I first became, honestly, a fan of yours.
Because,
it was that revelation, which is something that I've been working on, trying to get people to see this for a long, long time. And now, when you just said what you did, It's another focus on, to me, what makes so much sense for all of us to understand. If you look at the people who are on the board of directors of most of the big ag combines, and then you look at the people on the board of directors of most of the drug companies, and that's something that you are trying to tell people as well. We both have a bully pulpit, and we're using it. I don't know if enough people are listening. I know some people are listening anyway. Do you think enough people are hearing this?
Well, I would hope people are starting to get alarmed, and I'm not an alarmist. It's just our food has been hijacked. What you're saying about niacin, so that people listening are going, well, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have asked you that. Yeah, right, yeah.
So many people are on cholesterol-lowering statins. Statins are probably the worst thing that's happened to particularly men, because they start trying to put men on it at age 40. And we need cholesterol in our body. Our body makes it. But these statin drugs inhibit your body's ability to make any more cholesterol. Well, the brain cannot replicate, the neurons cannot replicate without cholesterol. And men's testosterone is made from cholesterol, as are women's testosterone. And without it, you your brain is not getting what it needs, and your very manhood is threatened. So niacin has been shown in studies to actually reverse and flush out arterial plaque, and no statin can say this. And so you can take niacin, 500 milligrams twice a day, morning and night, not the time release, because you'll flush, and it does a better job than statin without degrading your brain and your manhood.
Yeah. And that's an important message.
Right.
I can't wait till they let you.
These are the kind of things, you know, my talk show debuts on September 26th.
Yeah.
These are the things that I'm talking about, and here's how I'm doing it. I get so muzzled on mainstream television. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about food manufacturers. Don't talk about drugs. Don't talk about chemical manufacturers. Well, that's what I'm alarmed about. So I brought in sponsors on my show on Lifetime, resonant with my message, so that I am uncensored, so I can talk about these things with the actual doctors and scientists that I interview in my books. I do it in a very glamorous way. I've got $1 million set, and I've got myself all Suzanne'd up, because somebody's got to bring glamour into this new cutting-edge alternative health approach, which is an option. And that's what I always say to people. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you, you can go and take all your pills, but look down the road and see what happened to all the people who've taken all the pills. They're the ones in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want, go for it. If you're looking for another option, I'm bringing this to you with doctors from MIT, from Harvard, from Stanford, from Columbia. I just brought in the best and the brightest. There's this one doctor at Harvard who is a game changer for prostate cancer for men. He called me about a year and a half ago when I was writing Bombshell, and he said, I got something I think you'll find very interesting. I put on my recorder. He is giving men with active prostate cancer testosterone, and their cancer is regressing.
Oh, my God.
The game
right.
changer. So he'll be talking about that on the Suzanne Show, Lifetime, September 26th. I hear
that
music
starts,
that's why I'm talking about.
7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, Suzanne Show. On September 26th begins on Lifetime. Suzanne, best of luck with that. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are at 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. And so let us try to put our heads into a different place. Each time I bring you in to that speaker, I want your head to be in a particular place and not always in the same place. Rich McFadden, who is one of the people that helps to put everybody's head in some in some place.
In some orifice.
Yeah. Has a story that... I don't presuppose or prejudge some of these things. Sometimes, once in a while, I do. I have not heard this story. I, like you, am a virgin, and I don't want to know what these guys are going to talk about until they actually go on the air with their story. Richie intrigued me, however, by telling me the slug line, which is mom gets arrested for letting children play.
So, my son is 8 years old, my daughter is 5, and my son is at the point where I will let him go out into the cul-de-sac and play by himself. And, you know, we're looking out the window, making sure he's okay. My daughter, she's allowed to go in the backyard with the fence or maybe out on the porch. But, you know, we all have that age where we let our kids go out and play unsupervised. You know, my son, I let him go down the street a little bit or just whatever it is. And you remember when you were kids, your parents used to say, go out and play, and you'd run, and they wouldn't know where you were for hours. They just knew that you'd come home. So Tammy Cooper, who lives in La Porte, Texas, let her 8 and her 5-year-old go out in the cul-de-sac and play. And a neighbor says that they were out playing unsupervised, called the police. The police showed up at her home and arrested her for child endangerment. My daughter had the police, she
says.
Where
do we throw rocks?
My daughter had the police, this is what she says, around the leg, saying, please don't take my mommy to jail. She says that she was on the porch, sitting in a lawn chair, watching the kids. And that one of the reasons that they bought this house is because of the cul-de-sac and the safe environment for the kids. The charges were dropped, but she is now suing the police department.
Good.
And the neighbor.
Good. Good. Good for her.
This story has made news in Australia.
Good.
And has moms and mommy bloggers out of their friggin' mind.
All right, so,
all over the country.
Jennifer, let's post this, both the story and a pertinent question. If you lived in a neighborhood or someone somehow or other did this to you, what would your reaction be? And what is your reaction to that story?
How do you wrestle your kids in unsupervised playtime?
Oh, my God.
That's a big thing, because it's different than when we were kids. Yeah. I could go out and run around and there'd be no problem. Today, you can't do that because of all the stories that we hear. Maybe it's just the news.
Is it the stories or reality? Which is it? Because they aren't the same. Is everybody a criminal? Everybody a crook? Everybody a pervert? Is everybody everywhere out to steal your child or steal everything that you have in your house? I mean, for God's sakes.
My neighborhood, I live in a neighborhood that has about 300 homes, and there's a Facebook page for that neighborhood. And about 2 months ago, I was coming home from work, saw these two kids walking a dog, and saw a woman talking to them. About an hour later, I see a Facebook post pop up about the mom of those two kids talking about the strange conversation that their kids had with this woman who stopped in a van on the side of the road to talk to them and the two dogs. She wasn't sure whether it was innocent or whether there was maybe some funny stuff. Somebody else in the neighborhood reports seeing that same woman in that van talking to one of their kids just a few days before that. So now the whole neighborhood is chatting about this on Facebook. So I don't know. Are we all just overly scared by the stories on the news?
Lots of fear-based thinking. Lots of people being scared. And one wonders if it's for any good reason. Who protects whom under the circumstances? And it really does. It speaks to the whole way our world is, the world is developing into two really separate and distinct places. And this is the part of the world I don't want to be a part of.
Kids frankly need to learn how to go out and play on their own, too.
Have a good time. 28 after a good day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Jennifer Horn is here, the lady of the airwaves. Richie could be concerned
He's
about
the Duchess.
His style.
He could
be That's right. Here I am.
Duke of
Hi,
Air.
James McFadden.
Joining us now is Chef Louis DeAngelis, who lurks about on this program with some regularity. Chef Louis is invited to come in here and talk to you about what you can do in your kitchen. Wants to be your kitchen buddy. So how do you like this for a recipe? Story of a Southern California chef who killed his wife, told police that he slow-cooked her body, and then disposed of it as kitchen waste.
So do you have any recipes for good wife?
Wow.
David Baines is his name. He was in court this week explaining why his wife's body was never found. He stuffed his wife's body in a drum, cooked it for 4 days before dumping it out with the other remains from his restaurant.
How did he season her?
Sure he told everybody, be careful of the bay leaves, they'll hurt you.
Thyme, I think rosemary and thyme. He's the...
Those former, were his sisters.
Listen to this. He's the Chef Louis at the former Thyme Cafe in Torrance, California.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know. I suppose what happens, this is pretty gross, actually.
That makes me want to throw up a little.
Yeah,
I
know, pretty much.
But I wonder about
all right, on with our cooking segment now.
Cooking meat and your body is just meat.
No different.
Right? How's it different than putting chicken in a... This is really good.
Do you think
disgusting.
It smelled good?
Ugh. All right. Anyway.
What a great segue. Gross. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. What, you want to talk about Chick-fil-A and what they serve? Is there any similarity, is there? Question. Actually, what we're going to spend some time on here today is the Jewish holidays are on right now, and so Louis wants to help us with some brisket. And all I can think of when I think of brisket is something that I didn't like as a child.
Really?
I don't even know
really?
When the last
I think
time was
brisket's
that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't even like the name. So what?
It's absolutely my favorite cut, too. If I'm going to
really?
Eat beef, I don't eat a lot of meat, but when I do, it has to be brisket.
And what is it? Explain.
It's the front and bottom half of the cow.
You know, the front and bottom half of the cow.
So like the chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's plate meat, but it's got a lot of fat on it. It's fatty. It's the same as a corned beef, but it hasn't been pickled yet. It's the same cut.
Okay.
All right, so it's rough. It doesn't have a smooth texture to it, like the stuff that comes off the back of the cow, the legs, and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is, you know, being it's a Jewish holiday, and Jews are very careful. You know, if we look at the old food laws from the Talmud, they would give people rules on what to eat, what not to eat, but they never said why. And there's always been speculation over that. And brisket is farthest away from the intestines, the stomach, and so they figured that's a safe cut of meat.
Because of the regular things there. But would they eat tongue? Is that something that is a...
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it doesn't touch any of the organs. It's away from the stomach and intestines. So it's considered a clean meat. And the same with chicken, though. It has to be kosher. And kosher is a good law. It's not just the rabbi looking for the cleanliness of the production plant, but the meat has to be drained properly of all blood.
Yeah.
It's brined and salted heavy to draw more of the liquids out, because they felt as though those were unhealthy things. Back then, we're talking 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, they felt that most diseases were bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted that out of there.
The idea of slaughtering an animal, you know, I have very strong feelings about this, being a dairy farmer, but wanting not to put the animals through the horror of slaughter.
Doug only eats sausage.
I had this for pigs. So I didn't appreciate that, Jennifer. That was a slice that was hardly a cut above.
Yeah,
there was
a
cut
sandwich
below. I had last night. I have some new friends, and they invited me to their home for dinner. And I went in, and we were talking about. She asked me why I didn't eat meat, and I told her because I don't appreciate the process. Stop it! I was tempted to have a sausage sandwich actually the other day, and I didn't. I thought better of it. Anyway.
But you wanted it, didn't you?
I did want it. Yep, I actually did. I don't have any desire for meat, though. And so what I'm getting at here, Louie.
Beef, okay.
And this discussion focused last night after I said I didn't eat meat with these people on. They're pretty interesting folks, and they have a very non-conventional take on life. And they think that all beings come here with a purpose, and they come with, having selected what kind of being they wanted to be in. She called it the clothing they wanted to wear in this particular lifetime. And so she doesn't have a problem, as I do, with slaughtering animals, because it's sort of what their choice is. Now, you may say that's far out thinking. I respect her thinking, because I happen to agree with a lot of what she says about what we expect out of life when we come through it, and that each time we come through, it's sort of different. But I still, what I said to her was, the animals are of service. They have done what we've asked them to do in the case of dairy cows. In the case of beef cows, what they're asked to do is to get heavy and then produce nice steaks. And so they've made an agreement with the universe that that's what they're coming in for, so it's okay. Whether you subscribe to that or you don't subscribe to it, I just think that eating beings that have been alive like this is barbaric, and the way they kill them is barbaric. And so I'm happy to see people say, well, what about chopping? There's always this person who says, what about the carrots? What about the beets? They were alive, too, and then you killed them.
Well, what about a lion? What about a lion who eats a gazelle?
I don't think that's good either. I don't like that.
Well,
that's part of
life.
It is, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's,
so anyway, I like it. All right, so
meanwhile, we're back to the brisket stuff. And what set me off on this was the way they're bled. A cow is hung upside down after its head is cut off, and the blood comes out of its system. That's how they drain it.
I can't deal with these cows.
Well, but that's what happens.
I don't like to know.
Well, so then don't eat beef then. Are you a hypocrite, Louie?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you know what? I know how it works, and I'm fine with it. Give me my burger.
Yeah.
Rare.
Okay.
Good beer.
So you can't eat brisket rare, can you? It's not the kind of a cut that you would not. You got to really, like, pot boil it, in fact.
Well, the best way is to bake it for like 3-3.5 hours, and it's a braising. Mm-hmm. You know, you use a lot of liquid in it. And the recipe that we posted, when you try that, I don't care who you are, there's a creamy, delicious, comforting flavor that comes out of it. And you know, you have to look at an old Jewish saying, because what this does is it makes like gallons of gravy when you cook like that.
Yeah.
And the old saying was, it doesn't matter how the meat tastes as long as the gravy's good.
And Charles is liking this idea.
The best gravy that you've ever had when it comes to meat. And it gets
now, see, what I'm thinking of is corn. Somehow or other, this equates to corned beef for me. And
it's totally different.
What I'm thinking of is almost a watery kind of gravy.
Yeah,
a pot roast kind of gravy is what you're talking about.
Well, that's more of a sauce.
Oh.
You know, when you talk about a liquid, a loose liquid, that's more of a sauce. But, you know, when you start with a roux, you know, take equal amounts of butter and flour, put it in a sauce pot, and you cook it down, get it to turn brown because you want your gravy to be brown, and then you throw all your pan liquid into it. It makes a gravy because all the onions and all the flavors that are in that while it's cooking, and all the fat. I mean, that's the fattiest part of the cow that you can find.
Yeah,
and
all
it's
right.
just fantastic.
Louis is giving us, he's sharing a meal to remember here. We continue with a recipe in just a moment on Good Day.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We spend a minute helping you understand how you can help. It's always important. We're here to help. And there's an organization called the Purple Heart Service Foundation that needs your help, desires to have your help. Actually, this is an organization that works very hard to help a lot of men and women who need help, who aren't getting help from various government agencies as they ought to after they wear that uniform. So the Purple Heart Service Foundation steps in, helps these veterans with their programs, processing claims for compensation, job training, even medical care. They assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So if you have something around the house, a car, old boat, old something or other that you're not using that has some value, if you donate it to the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation, you'll get a complete tax deduction for the value or the cash that you're giving, 100%. So call 877 800-743-1631 to donate and help the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Again, that number is 877-743-1631. We're having a conversation with Chef Louis DeAngelis about this is not a snack. This is a serious meal. And there are a lot of things that you can find that Louis has put together. I actually love Louis' approach to things because it's so simple. This is the Jewish holiday season. A lot of the Jewish food facts. Want to lay a few of them on us, Louis?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? The more you dive into any culture's history of food, that's what helps you make a better dish. It helps you make a better recipe because you're looking at what they use. There's no new foods on the market, so you might as well use combinations that possibly have been forgotten. And one of the things that's amazing, you and I talk about locavore movement constantly. Well, the original locavores, really, 5,000 years ago, were the Jews. They ate dates, figs, apples, fish, all the things that were, they weren't trucking anything in 5,000 years ago to Israel, to where they were. So they started the actual locavore movement by making traditional recipes that are here today because of that. Now, it's a funny thing, if you follow them, when they migrated to Spain and Portugal, for example, those are the Andalusian Jews, they had a Sephardic movement where they migrated all over the world. But while they were there, they discovered olives and olive oil. Now, they were used to cooking fish, for example, over an open fire. All of a sudden, they decided, hey, this would be great to deep fry these. Fry this in olive oil. Well, when they migrated to Britain, okay, as Sephardics, they're the ones that gave the English the idea of fish and chips.
It wow.
The Jews.
How about that? That's really cool. Now, as we get further into the season of Jewish holidays and stuff, maybe we ought to talk about this, because there's a lot of great ethnic food that the Jews have helped create, and so it's a good focus. Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us here every week on the Good Day program.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Sharpening the tone and the message on the presidential campaign trail. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In Miami, Florida, President Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney gave back-to-back interviews on the Spanish-language network Univision yesterday. During the forum in which the president was interviewed, he said something that raised some eyebrows.
You can't change Washington from the inside. You can only change it from the outside. That's how I got elected. And that's how the big accomplishments like healthcare got done, was because we mobilized the American people to speak out.
Listen again to the beginning of that statement from the president.
You can't change Washington from the inside. You can only change it from the outside.
As you could have guessed, the Romney campaign pounced on that. Mitt Romney, campaigning later in the day in Sarasota, Florida, told the crowd there they have the opportunity to put President Obama on the outside.
I will change Washington. We'll get the job done from the inside. Republicans and Democrats will come together. He can't do it. His slogan was, yes, we can. His slogan now is, no, I can't.
Romney sounding a bit shrill while trying to sharpen his message and move away from defending comments he made on that hidden camera video that came out recently. As for some of the latest numbers to chew on, the president is gaining support in three key battleground states. According to a new poll from NBC and the Wall Street Journal, President Obama has opened up leads over Mitt Romney in Colorado, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In each of those states, the president has also moved above 50% in support. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow gaining 19 points, closing at 13,597. S&P fell a fraction of a point. NASDAQ lost 6. Crude oil dipped 11 cents a barrel, settling at $91.87. In Los Angeles, California Transportation spokesperson Lauren Wunder has this message for drivers today.
Drinking and driving, texting and driving,
gawking and driving. They all result in distracted driving.
Concerning that last one, gawking and driving, what will drivers have an opportunity to gawk at today? The Space Shuttle Endeavour, riding piggyback on a modified 747, will be landing at LAX later on today, with officials warning drivers to stay focused and keep their eyes on the road. After landing, the retired shuttle will be transported on the ground to its future home, the California Science Center. Closing notes, first, Samsung planning to add Apple's iPhone 5 to an existing lawsuit that pits the South Korean firm against its American rival, and this could lead to a preliminary sales injunction for the iPhone 5, which is due in stores today. Samsung and Apple are locked in a worldwide patent battle. But if the iPhone 5 does go on sale today, you have lots of people lined up and waiting. Some folks have been camped out for days in front of the Apple store on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, New York City. The question, of course, is why?
Waiting in line for stuff that's like nerdy has been a cultural tradition.
He's obviously doing sociological research on this. Let's hear from somebody else who's been here for days. First time you've done this?
I've been camping out for the last 5 years for Apple products. No, I really love it.
Good for you. We wish you well in your search for a life. And finally, back to Knott's Berry Farm in Southern California, the amusement park that includes a thrill ride called the Windseeker. 20 people were left suspended 300 feet in the air for over 3 hours a few days ago on the Windseeker. All of them were eventually lowered safely to the ground, after which this woman had this to say about why she and her boyfriend tried the Windseeker in the first place.
The reason why we were on there is that he's trying to get me over my fear of heights. So when it stopped, I had a real hard time.
You would think so. Not sure if she'll even wear high heels ever again. Thankfully, amusement park ride malfunctions are few and far between, so go ahead and have fun. I'll be watching from down below. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.